this edition, Bank of Ghana appoints advisor for management Universal Merchant Bank. Also in this bulletin, city yet to respond positively to reports of significant donor inflows as local currency sells 13 cedis 65 pesos to a dollar. Plus, we'll hear from the Ghana Cocoa Board on why Ghana is losing out on the historic cocoa market price as the commodity nears $10,000 a ton this morning. We have these and many more for you. Please stay. The Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. I am Pius Kojo-Baka. To our very first story, the Bank of Ghana has appointed its former head of financial stability, Dr. Joseph Franz, as advisor to advise the management of Universal Merchant Bank Ghana. According to the Bank of Ghana, the advisor is expected to help monitor UMB's recapitalization efforts and implementation of governance reforms agreed with the Bank of Ghana. We shall be giving you more in our subsequent bulletins. The Ghana city is yet to respond positively to some significant donor inflows expected by the government. It is coming after the finance minister, Dr. Mohamed Amin Adam, disclosed the government is hoping to realize some $1.2 billion from the country's donors before the end of the year. George Biafi tells us more.
These funds, according to the Minister of Finance, will come from the World Bank, IMF, African Development Bank, and other partners. Already, $300 million have come in from the World Bank as part of the IMF donor funding for the country. However, it was the expectation that the local currency could witness some marginal spike in value, or maybe some slowdown in the rate of depreciation against the US dollar. But some market watchers insist it's early days yet. Therefore, we should wait a while before we see the market respond adequately to development, especially the one that got to do with the $300 million that came in from the World Bank. The governor of the Bank of Ghana, Dr. Ernest Addison, has indicated that he expects the Ghana cedi to be relatively stable in the coming days against the US dollar because of the strong economic data that has come in and the expected donor inflows.
George Yaffe with that report. Now, the Ghana Cocoa Board has been failing to cash out on huge jump in the price of cocoa on the international market for more than a month as a result of the shortfall in production of the beans. The price of cocoa has gone beyond $1,000 per ton for about 2 weeks now. As a leading producer of the commodity, one may be expecting Ghana to take advantage of the price hike in to increase yields and better the loss for farmers. However, Chief Executive of the Ghana Cocoa Board, Joseph Boyin Edu, tells Joy Business there has been a persistent problem of swollen shoot disease which has pushed cocoa production to fall. He is, however, hopeful a surface intervention would result in an improved production for the next cocoa season.
Systemic program had to do with cocoa swollen shoot viral disease. That is the main driver of the decrease of production of cocoa in Ghana. It's a problem that we faced, and at the time we came to office, it was about to explode. Many trees were dying. Most of the farms were in asymptomatic situation. You know, it's a virus. Just like we have the spread of virus and then you see people in asymptomatic situation, the same thing was happening to the cocoa trees. And old farms are more vulnerable. Just like virus, old people are vulnerable. The same thing is affecting the cocoa destiny. And it's since time immemorial. Scientists have done all they could, more than 80 years in Ghana, and they haven't found any remedy that is a medicine for that. And the only solution is to cut the trees, destroy the stumps, and then replace them, which is also difficult for farmers to do it on their own.
You heard Chief Executive of Cocoa Board, Joseph Boyin Edu there. Now, former Deputy Minister for Fisheries and Aquaculture Development, Moses Enim, has cautioned against patent data submitted to the ministry. According to him, the practice makes government policies ineffective. Speaking at the launch of the Aquaculture Ghana event, he urged stakeholders to be truthful in their dealings.
To collaborate, we have to be honest and truthful and brutally frank to ourselves. We have a common experience where we picked information from one fleet of fishes. And when we were trying to apply the information, then they went back and told other people that, look, the information we give them is wrong. We asked them the numbers, and we're trying to use it now. And then they saw that the way we're going to use it is to better the industry. But because we are not honest, having cooked the figures for us, now they went back to tell other people to question us.
former Deputy Minister for Fisheries and Aquaculture Development, Moses Enim, speaking there. Stakeholders in the promotion of trade and small businesses are calling for tailored policies to support women and youth-led businesses. According to them, a chunk of women-led businesses struggle to scale up and compete with their male counterparts due to the lack of deliberate support. Speaking to Joy Business at a workshop to assess a report on the potential of women and youth-led businesses in the African Continental Free Trade Area, project lead at AYA Institute, Bridget Biney, said targeted support will promote economic inclusion.
So we're looking at how peculiar their challenges are. If a man is doing business, his challenges will be termed as general challenges, and it may relate to women. But women's issues are peculiar issues, like cross-border trade issues. You know, when you go to the border, you hardly harass a man. But when a woman goes there, sometimes she doesn't even have all the documents because she doesn't have knowledge. She doesn't have key knowledge resources. Maybe when you're going to the border, you need to have these documents in order for you to be accepted to go through the border. So issues of harassment, don't have much knowledge on it, informed us to look at how they are going to engage with the trade agreement.
Bridget Biney is a project lead at AYA Institute. You're still listening to the Joy Business Report. The Ghana National Tomato Traders and Transporters Association fears the withdrawal of Burkina Faso and Mali from ECOWAS could adversely affect the supply of tomatoes in the Ghanaian market. Following the announcement by the two junta-led countries to exit the regional bloc, the traders say strict demands, including their identification cards, are now required at the checkpoints. Already, there is threefold upsurge in prices of tomatoes owing to the high exchange rate of the CFA, among others. On this week's episode of Food Chain, Emmanuel Bright Kweku interacts with the national chairman of the association, Eric Osetufor, on the impacts of the withdrawal and on the main staple and other industry players. Enjoy.
When I 20, I 50 years. I 100. So we are not safe on our money.
Madia sells tomatoes at the racecourse market in Kumasi. She explains the prices of the commodity aggregated into smaller quantities on the market.
Surprise number for my. Yes, we share and actually we.
If the prices decreases, we will aggregate more. If they were buying, we can easily pay the wholesale.
The price of the commodity has in recent times seen an astronomical increase on the local markets. A box of tomatoes sold at 600 Ghana cedis in the preceding year now goes for a minimum of 2,100 Ghana cedis per the imported box. Retailers of the commodity continue to blame the price hikes to high exchange rates.
We do not expect the prices to reduce anytime soon. The prices are increasing because of the situation in Burkina Faso.
Other vendors are attributing the price upsurge to the influx of some unauthorized sale of the commodity. They explain the sale of the tomato fruits, usually packaged in paper boxes as these, is affecting the market.
The tomatoes sold in
the paper boxes is really affecting us. We are badly impacted.
Militant activities in tomato farming communities in the French countries still persist.
One driver on the daytime at Dachina Oroko.
They lost one of our drivers a week ago. Drivers are refusing to go to certain farming communities in Burkina Faso. The ECOWAS imposed sanctions on Burkina Faso following a military overthrow, which subsequently saw the junta-led countries revoke its membership in the regional bloc. But could this pose a threat to the Ghanaian market, as Burkina Faso is the sole supplier of tomatoes to the country? Eric Osetufor is the national chairman of the Ghana National Tomato Traders and Transporters Association.
ECOWAS, they have free movement of goods, free movement of people and everything. But right now, you have to, when you get there, formally they were not asking of our identity. But right now, when we get there, they want everybody on board of the vehicle to give out his or her identity before he will give giving passage.
For Joy Business, my name is Emmanuel Bright Kweku.
Food chains as every Saturday at 6 o'clock on the Joy News Channel, and a repeat on Tuesday at 2:30.